Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We have another great week of content for you. This week, we're going to be looking at the future of credit. With what has happened in the world of Corona and 2020, the economy, everything else that's going on, I really thought that we need to go back to credit. And with that, I have a fantastic guest who I was blown away by a few weeks ago when I heard him pitch for Village Capital. So Michael Broughton, who is co-founder and CEO of Perch. Michael, thank you so much for being here. We're happy to have you.
And thank you for having me. Excited for this conversation.
Absolutely. So this is all about the future of credit, Michael. We know, and I know coming from an international bank years ago, that the credit system is not great in the United States. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. So can you just give us a little bit of historical context? Where have we been up to this point, up until 2020?
Yeah, of course. I think one thing to start out with is we all know the importance of a credit score. It's been something that's been inundated in families, generations for years. And it all stems back to these systems that we've created with the credit bureaus. I think long story short, talking about the history, things really start when we started creating these data points around what actually qualifies someone to get access to a personal loan, their first credit card, et cetera, which worked about 50, 60 years ago. But as you can see now, things are terribly broken, like you said. We don't use an updated system. The credit score is still broken. We still use the same data points from 50, 60 years ago. And it's causing a lot of problems today.
Absolutely. So with that, where are we going from now? And really, you know how much I love fintech. We've talked a little bit about this before. How is fintech pushing this? What is fintech doing to change this up?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you see, there's currently 55 million people in the US who are considered underbanked. These are people who can't get access to their first credit score because of these problems that we just mentioned. And fintech is leading the charge on making a change here. There's a lot of changes happening in the space, from new data points to AI and machine learning, to fintechs working a new solution to reinvent the credit score. Companies like Perch, honestly, with what we're building, is focusing on the solution of bringing more people into this community with more access to credit.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it goes back to, you made a little bit of a comment on this with the credit bureaus. They made sense at a period of time, but what they didn't realize is the implications of what they were doing and who they would be leaving out by doing that. And so I appreciate them in some regards, and that they are honest with the fact that they don't have that latest technology to do the things that they need to do. And so they're open to partnerships with someone like a Perch. And with that, let's just go ahead and make that transition. So I want to understand why Perch?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what you're mentioning. The bureaus have realized they've missed out on a lot of people. And what we're doing, even at Perch, is focusing on bringing access to these communities. What we're bringing in is new ways to look at this data, new ways to look at credit scores, and reinvent the mindset around what makes someone credit worthy. Even, for example, at Perch, we take in subscription data, rent data, utility data, phone bill data, stuff that people are typically always paying, and turning these into credit worthy data assets and partnering with the bureaus to put this on people's credit reports. It's a new age, new way of thinking about credit scores, where you don't need a credit card to see a reflection on your credit score. It's making a difference for a lot of families, a lot of lives.
And with those different data sources, the rent and utility bills, how have you found the receptivity of consumers and everyday people? Are they open to sharing this information? I mean, how are you making that pitch to them, and what has been their response?
Surprisingly, people are very open to sharing this data in the reflection of their credit score. We haven't had a single problem to date where someone was like, wait, you're taking in my rental data to increase my credit score. Our relationship with the bureau is the security that we built, and being as new age as possible, people are very receptive to these new age data points going on to their credit score, and the way that it's allowing people to find their first credit card, find their first loan opportunity. People are loving this new system that people are building around credit.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. We really appreciate you taking the time. For all of you, as always, thanks for coming back every week. If you want to find more information about Perch and what Michael and the team are building, there's some really exciting stuff there. Look at the link below. You'll find the full Q&A, and you'll be able to contact Michael directly there. You can find him on all the channels, not challenges, and you can go from there. Thank you, and until next week.